T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
We begin on Long Island, where the Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone is cutting police spending to deal with the fiscal crisis. It's quite a chop. Here's WCBS reporter Sophia Hall.
I'm here with the Suffolk County Police Academy in Brentwood that is now closed, no longer in operation. One cut of many, says the county executive Steve Ballone, because federal funds have not been made available.
We would have been filling this academy up this year with new officers coming in, training new officers. That's canceled.
Ballone says Suffolk County needs $400 million in federal funding.
Now, because of federal inaction, we will see 200 fewer officers on the streets.
One cut in the near future, the school resource officer program, which has been credited to helping stop students from joining gangs and saving lives by stopping crimes, including the kidnapping of a student.
Because of federal inaction, they are effectively defunding the police. They are effectively defunding suburbia because they have not delivered disaster assistance for state and local governments.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Nearly 200 business leaders across New York City are now calling on the mayor and the governor to come up with an organized plan to reopen the economy. Here's WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg.
The CEOs of MasterCard, Macy's, JetBlue, the president of the New York Stock Exchange. Those are just a few of the 177 names who signed on to a letter to Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio, saying they've got the resources to help, but they need the leadership.
New York City has business expertise. We've got academics in all areas. We've got cultural institutions. We've got human service, community service providers.
But Catherine Wild with the Partnership for NYC says those services aren't being utilized. She points to a projected loss of $150 billion in economic output and 700,000 people out of work. Part of the focus, she says, needs to be on low-income areas.
The impact has felt most profoundly in our neighborhoods that were least prepared to absorb it.
The letter also asks for the creation of a leadership group to streamline priorities, like getting schools back open, support for mass transit, and keeping the city clean. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York's congressional delegation is calling on the Treasury to restore millions of dollars the Trump administration has withheld from the FDNY's 9/11 health care program. The move is in response to a report in the Daily News revealing that over the past 4 years, nearly $4 million has been withheld from that health program. It appears the money was kept to cover some of the city's unrelated Medicare debt. Now, the school's plan is part of next year's mayor's race. We're hearing from the city comptroller, Scott Stringer, who is ripping the mayor over the delay of in-person class time. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb on the story.
Stringer declared the mayor is failing the children and the schools. Of de Blasio's long meeting with union leaders, resulting in the further postponement of in-person learning and the more than doubling of the number of extra teachers hired, said the controller.
None of the challenges that the mayor acknowledged yesterday were a surprise. The only person who was surprised was the mayor. Parents and teachers have raised concerns about class size, about ventilation, about outdoor learning.
And Stringer went on.
Instead of being treated as equal partners in this work, parents have been scolded, teachers have been scoffed at, principals have been swept aside by City Hall. It is now beyond unacceptable.
The controller called City Hall's approach to reopening the schools, as he put it, a dangerous months-long display of gross incompetence. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
The weekend is looking great, though. Let's get a live update on your forecast now. Here's Bob Larson.
We are headed to a nice weekend. Plenty of sunshine to enjoy, Paul. In the meantime, we are looking at more clouds than it's time for this afternoon. A gusty breeze has developed, and it will stay fairly windy as we go through the afternoon. Certainly cooler than yesterday, a high near 70. Still breezy tonight, turning chilly. Also turning mostly clear, low 49. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a cool breeze at a high of 64. Sunny, cool weather on Sunday. High again, 64. Right now it's 64 in Newburgh. It's up to 71 in Lynbrook, 66 in Midtown. Today's high at 70.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.